starting out with sad stuff this morning. An 11-year-old Indiana Girl Scout was killed by a fallen tree at a campground.
Oh, my gosh.
This is the Perry County Sheriff Alan Malone talking about the entire incident.
They were just out for a morning hike, and from what we gathered, they were coming back down towards the, I guess they call it their mess hall. And as they were walking, they were struck by the tree, but there was also other people in the area who was able to call 911 who's tried to render aid to the individuals trapped underneath the tree. The deceased is 11-year-old Isabel Meyer. Isabel is from Jasper, Indiana. You know, these are Girl Scouts. Sorry. They were there to have a good time.
Oh yeah. My gosh, that is so sad.
So tough. Just randomly just a tree fell and it happened. So our
thoughts are
with the family of those killed and injured, and also with the officers that I think we forget sometimes what they have to go through every day and what they have to see. I can't even imagine.
No, I could not do it.
Some good news. If you like to smoke your weed, let me do your little bong for you. Illinois has become the 11th state. This keeps on getting bigger and bigger to allow recreational marijuana. They legalized it yesterday. It means that nearly 800,000 people, almost a million criminals, their records are going to be, they could be taken away totally. They could be expunged is the word to use for purchasing or possessing 30 grams of marijuana or less. So if you've been charged with it, now that it's legal, you're innocent.
Dude. Chicago is going to be huge for bachelor and bachelorette parties now.
Yeah, I think anywhere
huge.
Where there's weed somewhere, people are going there.
Oh, 1,000%.
All right, we have talked about this on the show too many times to count, but when it comes to actual Instagram or even Facebook for that matter, listening in on our conversations, like, why are we getting this ad popping up? Like, are they listening to the keywords? Like, it's just insane. Well, check this out. The head of Instagram insists that the app does not listen to our conversations. He actually sat down with Kale Ging the other day on CBS This Morning, and he talks about listening to users if that actually happens, and he tries to explain why we have ads pop up on our phones.
I get this question all the time. I got it the other day because someone said I was talking to my friend and I didn't even have my phone near me.
That was me.
And then I got the ad. There's two ways that can happen. One is dumb luck. The second is you might be talking about something because you've been interacting with that type of content more recently. So maybe you're really into food and restaurant. You saw a restaurant on Facebook or on Instagram. You maybe like the thing. It's top of mind. Maybe that's subconscious, and then it bubbles up later.
We
don't look at your messages. We don't listen on your microphone. Doing so would be super problematic for a lot of different reasons. But I recognize
I'm not
that
the
you're
first
not going to
really
believe me on this.
Yes.
No, I get this
I
once
don't,
a week.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, I don't believe you either.
I do. I believe it too. You have no idea. Like, so much goes on in your subconscious, and you see so many things a day on your phone, on your screen, on your computer, whatever, on Twitter, and you're not even realizing that you're seeing it. And then it's like when you maybe mention it because you've seen it so much and it pops up as a promo, you're like, oh my gosh.
I would believe you, but then why do we have to get permission for them to use our microphone and access our camera?
To record stories, duh.
Whatever, you're falling for it. Now I'm getting all conspiracy-ish. Let's see here. Finally, Joe's Need to Know News. Multiple homes in Massachusetts were hit by what they call a tornado of poop.
Ugh.
After repairs to a sewer line forced the sewage to enter the homes, one woman says she saw the tornado of poop. This is so bad. Coming out of her toilet and said, it was like molten lava coming at me.
Oh, gosh, that is awful.
The mayor said, unfortunately, the damage to the homes involved is quite extensive and could take days or weeks to repair. I have directed my staff to assist residents with emergency accommodations and will continue to monitor this situation very closely. Here's actually one lady kind of recording the poop tornado inside of her house.
Oh my God.
That's just shooting out of her toilet.
Ew, ew, ew. I'm going to throw up.
Now, I'm not trying to make fun of her, but I want you to listen. I want you to listen to this lady one more time. I want you to listen to her kind of accent real quick.
Oh my God.
And tell me if it sounds familiar to anybody else.
Oh my God.
Does anybody hear what I'm talking about here? Peter Griffin is this.
Oh, my God.
And then you got the tornado lady right here doing her little thing.
Oh, my God.
I mean, honestly, in her defense, this is 1,000% something that would happen in an episode of Family Guy.
You can see this tornado of poop on our blog. Go to joeandalexshow.com and just click on Joe's Need to Know News.